1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me in studio right now with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce is Jennifer McCormick. Jennifer, thank you for taking the time today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, it is September. It's going to feel like summer for the next couple of days before it cools down towards the end of the week.
Yep.
But it's rolling into fall, and of course, with that comes Oktoberfest, which is already this weekend.
It is this weekend. It's coming up on us quick.
Yeah, it is coming up quick, and it's remind people exactly what Oktoberfest is. Now, this is home brewers, right?
It is home brewers. Okay. It is all home brewers. Yes.
And so, what kind of things? Say, if someone hasn't been to one of these events before, what can they kind of expect walking in?
Well, we have tasting with all the homebrews. You get to taste and you get to vote on the people's choice.
Okay.
And we're going to have inflatables for the kids and authentic German food available for purchase, entertainment by Maxima's Overdrive. It should be a lot of fun.
And you mentioned the entertainment. What time does the music get started?
Music starts at 4 o'clock. We also have a bout from the Bomber Mountain Derby Devils starting at 4 also.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It is fun. They are always a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And you know, I went to this event the last couple of years, and you know, we've had good weather for it the last couple of years. We'll cross our fingers that the rain is gone by the time this starts, because they're saying rain Thursday night, Friday, maybe into Saturday morning. But by Saturday afternoon, what time does the event start?
Noon until 6.
Yeah, well, by noon, I think they're saying it should be dry. So let's hope that forecast doesn't change.
I got a box of umbrellas at the chamber. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
So, you know, everyone can come on down. Now, are you still looking for vendors, some home brewers to set up?
Oh, sure. You can sign up right up until the day before.
Okay. And do they just stop into the chamber for that?
They just stop in the chamber, or they can call us and we can email them an application.
Okay. What is there any requirements they have to meet to get their beer into the event?
No, not really.
As long as it's wet and cold and
yep.
Alcoholic.
Pretty much.
then they're welcome.
Yes.
So, are you a beer connoisseur, first of all?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No.
As I was going to say, what is your favorite? What is your least favorite? For me, I'm not all about the hops. So the IPAs, I kind of shy away from the real bitter
mm-hmm.
beers. I know some people who like IPAs love IPAs.
Oh, they do.
But for me, I'm more of a stout. I like stouts. Mm-hmm. Brown ale is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
And I tell you, the brown ale that Blacktooth does out of Sheridan is one of the best I've ever had.
They do a really good
Saddle Bronc, I think,
yeah,
is the name
of
it.
Yeah, yeah. They used to be in our Oktoberfest.
Now they're too big.
They're too big. They are, and Mishap is too. Mishap is one of our big sponsors.
Okay.
This year, Mishap, Metz Beverage. There's one more. Buffalo
and
Bulletin
Mishap used to be
us.
Clear Creek, correct?
They used to be Clear Creek Brewing. Yeah, now they're Mishap.
Because there was a mishap.
There was a mishap. And that was their first brew, apparently, and so they decided to go with that.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Yeah, so no, they, anytime I've been down here, there's been a pretty good turnout.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's getting a little bit better with each year. How many years have you been doing this event?
This will be the 8th.
Okay. So the 8th year of the event, and has it always been home brewers?
It has always been home brewers.
Okay.
It always has been.
So that's kind of nice for those people who maybe just have that little 5-gallon thing in their basement and they're putting something together and they find one that tastes good, so maybe they make it on a little bit larger scale.
Heck yeah.
And bring it on down. Does it cost to enter a beer?
It costs $20 per beer.
Okay.
Per brew.
Has anybody ever shown up with a keg of an already famous beer just to see if anyone would notice?
I don't think so. I wouldn't notice, but I don't think they have.
Not like I'm trying to give anybody ideas out there.
Sure you're not.
Yeah. So people's choice, I'm assuming people will get like a chip, something like that.
Yeah, they get a chip and then they
leave
vote.
Leave it in a cup.
They vote.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll be fun. Now, do you have, quote-unquote, professional voters as well, or just the people's
choice?
We
do have a professional judge coming.
Okay.
We do. And then we've got our community judges, and then there's the people's choice, just the people that are drinking the beer.
So you have people from within the community that, mm-hmm. that aren't technically considered professionals.
Oh, they're professionals. Some of them are.
No, I think it was last year I was one of the community judges.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's always fun to start drinking at noon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or maybe even started
judges
at 11.
Start at 11.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it wasn't even noon when I started.
Yeah, they
judge
at 11.
Well, it's always a good time, and are you still looking for community judges?
If you like sign up to be a community judge, feel free.
Okay. Yeah. So if you want to come out and do that, it is fun. I know last year a bunch of us just sat around the table and we told them which kinds we wanted to try. And
yeah, we need to get them signed up ahead of time, but they can call us this week.
Yeah, so don't show up day of and think you're just going to get to
drink
for free
for a while. No, don't show up day of. No. We're going to have to send you home.
But go ahead and call the chamber if you want to get in on that. It is a lot of fun, and it's it's always fun to taste the different beers and kind of see the different things people try when they're brewing the homebrew beers.
They are pretty cool. Some of them sound really good. I've tried them before and not necessarily enjoyed them, but they weren't bad.
They were interesting.
When you're not a beer drinker, it's hard to judge it.
I'll bet. But that's why I, as earlier I told you, I'm not a big IPA fan, so I stayed away from that when I was judging, because to me, I don't know that I'd taste an IPA and say, oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Because to me, none of them are that good, because I'm not a big fan of the bitter.
Yeah.
So that's the nice thing about being the community judge, is they let you
choose
the beers.
What kind of beer you want to judge.
And that's good for not only the judges, but also for the people who make the beer, because it probably wouldn't be fair to them for me to judge an IPA.
No, because it might be a really good IPA, and because you don't like IPA.
And I'm just like,
that's not good.
Yeah, it's average.
No one wants to hear that.
No, absolutely not. But, you know, it's kind of nice, because I remember being the judge, you get to make comments and whatnot on the beer. I don't know how seriously they take comments from the community. And by the time I got to the last one I was tasting, I'm probably feeling a little bit better than when I tried the first one.
Yeah, probably.
So that may have an influence on it as well. Now, you say there's going to be a professional judge.
Mm-hmm. There is a professional judge. He's coming from Denver.
Do you happen to know what are the requirements to be considered a professional judge?
I don't know, but they go to school to become a professional judge, and then they get points for every time they judge.
Okay.
They get points.
Now, that would be a fun class.
That would be a fun class for a lot of people.
Because most people miss class because they drank too much. So here, they're probably encouraging you to drink.
Yeah, they just have a drink.
Just have a, what do they call it, hair of the dog to get you going.
Yeah, that's what
the
it's called,
morning.
Yes.
You'd probably rather have that class in the afternoon.
Probably.
Or at least late morning. So this is coming up this Saturday. It's the 8th year. And what's the cost for people to get in?
It is $15 if you buy your tickets this week at the Chamber, and it's $20 on day of.
Oh, so if you wait till day of, it costs you $5 more.
Mm-hmm.
People need to show up, so you show up, you pay your money, they give you a
tasting
cup,
mug,
and you just walk around and let people fill it up.
Yeah, you get a commemorative tasting mug.
Boy, can't beat that.
No, you can't beat
that. You know, what an event. You just get to walk around and try different beer.
Yeah, you can bring your kids down and they'll stay occupied while
you're
tasting
perfect.
Beer. Yeah,
that's
it's
perfect.
Great.
Now, have you had that every year, the stuff for the kids?
We have tried to. Last year, I'm a bit fuzzy on. I was back home in Arkansas last year.
Okay.
But the year before, I believe we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, I believe I was there last year, and I can't recall if I remember seeing the inflatables or not. But that's a great idea, because then, you know, like you said, keep the kids busy. It's kind of like a free babysitter.
Give mom an afternoon away, a few
that's
minutes
right.
away.
That's right. Just make sure if you enjoy too many of the beverages that you have a sober driver to get you in, especially the kids home.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. We want to teach drinking and having fun, but doing it responsibly.
Drinking responsibly, yes.
That's right. Well, and we just got past Labor Day, which is always a big party weekend, I guess, you know, as people are kind of saying goodbye to summer and getting into the fall, and you know, so... Hopefully everyone did it responsibly that weekend as well.
Hopefully.
But I heard a stat that was one of the biggest weekends for automobile accidents that involve alcohol.
I heard that too.
So
I can imagine.
We're glad to put that in the rearview mirror.
Definitely.
I haven't heard much bad as far as around Wyoming. It seems like we had a pretty quiet Labor Day weekend as far as that goes.
Yeah, seemed like it.
So let's hope that continues. And, you know, of course, we're hoping that this Saturday that the winds are not coming from the north, so we can stay away from all those Montana smoke and fires they've got burning.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
So we want to welcome everyone out this Saturday. Things start at noon?
At noon.
At noon, and they're going to have Maxima's Overdrive.
Yeah.
Are they playing at Crazy Woman Square?
They are playing at Crazy Woman Square.
So come on out for that, and $20 if you wait till day of, but $15 if you jump on it this week.
Yes, and we are still accepting volunteers to help us, too, this weekend. If anyone wants to come down and volunteer.
Do they get a free mug?
They do.
Excellent.
They do.
So come on down and volunteer a little bit of time. You get yourself a mug. You can taste some stuff. And for the rest of you that don't want to volunteer, come down with your $15 if you do it this week, or $20 if you wait till Saturday.
Come on down.
And enjoy it. Should be a good time.
Should be, yeah.
Talking with Jennifer with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Brady.
I'll let you get to work. I won't keep you anymore.
I was there at 7 this morning. Oh. I've been working all morning.
I'm sure you've got a busy week rolling up on one of these big events. A
little bit.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you.
And we want to thank everyone for listening. We'll be right back. It is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM, KBBS.